This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
If there's one message that both political parties are taking away from the election, it's that the demographics of the electorate are changing, and that could have big implications for what gets done in Washington. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Chris, what have you found? What is in the data when it comes to the shape of the electorate in 2012?
Diversity. The 2012 election marked the beginning of when our politics caught up with what business learned years ago.
Caught up with business. What do you mean by that?
Well, look, walk into Intel, Medtronic. Name your Standard & Poor's 500 company, Jeremy. And you walk in and you have an increasingly diverse workforce. And management no longer cares whether you're a woman, you're African-American, you're Hispanic. I mean, they're drawing from all society to try and be competitive in this global economy. And we've had this disjunction between our political conversation and what's been going on in the corridors of business. Well, the 2012 election is the point where those two came together.
So what does that mean then, Chris, for policy? I mean, if we've got this diverse electorate that is much more like business than in the past, what is that going to mean for what happens in Washington?
So look, immigration is going to go to the top of the policy agenda. Big business wants that. It's one of the lessons of this whole election. The other thing is, so will education. You know, the way into the middle class is education. Immigrants want better education. Everybody senses that's where we can have a real opportunity. And again, it supports a diverse society, an educated society that's good for business.
Well, let me just bring up one barrier, though, which is there are very differing views about what should be done with entitlements with two groups that played a big part in this election, younger voters and older voters.
Oh, Jeremy, you're going to hear the calls of intergenerational warfare. It's the baby boomers against the millennials. But what's the lesson of the past 10 years? Millennials want jobs to start their careers. Baby boomers want jobs because they haven't saved enough for retirement. So they're going to have to work well into the traditional retirement years. So I think they're united in the desire for jobs. And we're going to talk a lot more about, well, do we cut defense spending? Do we raise taxes? Forget intergenerational warfare.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot.